T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Margaret Brennan joins us here from the CBS's Face the Nation, the host there. Hi, Margaret.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Well, always good when you're on, because there's always so much to talk about and never enough time. And this morning, as you know, everybody, I don't know how much anybody really knows about tariffs and what they mean and what they don't mean, but it is the headline story today.
It is. Whether or not the world's two largest economies can cool off this escalating trade war is a big question for the global markets. You're seeing some gyrations because there's just no clarity as yet in these latest round. Tensions only seem to be ratcheting up. The president tweeted this morning that he's not only upping tariffs from 10 to 25% on 200 billion goods, he may go even farther. What that means is it's supposed to be punishing China. It may get passed along most likely to American consumers, but their items getting more expensive. It's essentially a border tax for items that you might be buying that were made in China. They may get more expensive because of some of this back and forth. The bottom line is the president's trying to hammer out the trade deal he campaigned on, but the Chinese government has been wavering in its level of commitment, whether or not they'll change their own laws to force their businesses to comply with some of what the U.S. is asking. This is hugely important to American consumers and also important politically. And we'll talk about that with Hank Paulson, the former CEO of Goldman Sachs, former Treasury Secretary, who has been key in U.S.-China financial dealings for years. And he'll share his insight on what that could mean for American consumers.
Are there more meetings this morning, Margaret?
There are. The talks are supposed to reconvene this morning. They went late into the night. We know the president did speak with his top negotiators, along with the Treasury Secretary, to find out what happened. The president tweeted this morning, he's in no rush. That seems a little bit of a different message, where he was very exasperated a few days ago. That's why he upped these tariffs, because China kind of backed away from some of the commitments they had said they would make at home to comply with some of the demands to protect intellectual property from American companies. That's basically stealing American business ideas. That's what the U.S. is trying to stop. So it seems like he's saying he'll give his negotiators a little bit more time, but we'll see where we get by the end of today.
During the week, too, Margaret, another story is one that you've been following very closely, of course, is what's happening with what did Representative Jerry Nadler, I thought I heard him say this. I never heard somebody say it. And when he came up with the phrase, a constitutional crisis, that captures right. Your attention, is it?
A constitutional crisis, you're right. I think Nadler said that, and I believe Speaker Pelosi said she also saw us headed in that direction, if we're not already there. I'd say at a minimum, a constitutional clash is where we are, because you're seeing these branches of government essentially in a big fight with each other. Congress, particularly Democratic-led House, says they need to perform necessary oversight of the executive branch. That's why they are undertaking all of these investigations through, I think, at least five committees at this point of the president. Of course, the president sees this as just, beating him up for political reasons and not legitimate. The White House is stonewalling those congressional requests. The head of the Oversight Committee said that the White House hasn't complied with a single request they've made this year. So on that front, there is certainly a clash between these branches of government in a way that fundamentally, this is not how the government was intended to function. That's why you're hearing some people raise alarm bells.
Speaking of alarm bells, how concerned are we about these three new missiles from the North Korean leader testing those?
Significant. And in fact, that's something I want to get insight from Bob Gates, one of our guests on Face the Nation this Sunday. He's the former Secretary of Defense, also a former CIA chief. He served under both Republicans and Democrats. And we want to understand if this latest testing really is an escalation, or if it's just really kind of testing the waters with President Trump to see if North Korea can force him back to the negotiating table in a way that perhaps lowers the level of U.S. demand. Remember, we walked away from that Hanoi summit in a deadlock. And you even heard from the Pentagon that North Korea isn't even helping them with turning over remains of U.S. service people anymore. Even the small items aren't being complied with right now. So does that mean that this is the end of the road for U.S. diplomacy in this high-stakes gamble that the president placed when he said he could personally negotiate with Kim Jong-un? What the next step is unclear, but this decision by the U.S. to interdict this North Korean ship and point out that they're cheating on sanctions is a decision to at least hold them to account, not give them a free pass this time.
There's so much going on. I always look forward to seeing you on Sunday because there's a million things to do, except this Sunday, Margaret, on a personal note, a little different Sunday for you. This is a new kind of Mom's Day.
Yeah, thank you for saying that. My very first Mother's Day. But I don't think my eight-month-old is compelled to get me a gift. I think my husband will be.
Yeah. Well, we'll see if the baby goes on Amazon and just has it delivered. Says the baby can't drive yet. Well, have a great
Watch
Mother's
out.
Day. Yeah, congratulations again.
Thanks.
Margaret Brennan, the host of CBS's Face the Nation. You catch her Sunday morning on Channel 4 TV, WCCO Television, 6:28 our time. Temperature's 39. Your traffic, your weather. That's next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.